And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in on the mansion in Inverness, night has fallen. The rain continues. Jack, with the aid of little Frida, has pretty much revived after his encounter with the Madonna Vampira. Lady Jowls, a little late, rushes up to warn Jack about the beautiful and dangerous Madonna Vampira.
Please try to understand, Jack. She is not a bad person.
Oh, no. She almost sucked the living life out of me, that's all.
Well, well, she doesn't do that to everyone. She prefers young men like you, but even more especially married men.
Why married men?
Because they are such an easy mark, so eager and so foolish.
Why do you keep her around, then?
I don't. She just hangs out here.
Hangs out? You mean like a bat from the rafters?
Don't be silly, Jack. I was just using one of your expressions.
Hangs out fits her all right. She probably hangs out a lot of people.
What I mean is she lives in the wall somewhere, and she comes and goes as she pleases.
You mean she actually lives in the walls?
I believe so. Well, Jack, you have to realize the Madonna Vampira does not suck one's blood. She is an energy vampire.
What?
She sucks energy.
No wonder. Now it's beginning to make sense. But tell me, what happens to her victims?
Many of them recover.
Well, that's encouraging.
Oh, the worst have had to spend a little time in mental institutions, but they do recover.
So in other words, all I have to do is to keep one eye open at night. Or otherwise, I'm assured of a vacation in the loony bin.
Just don't fall in love with her as the other young men do. You see, what she does is suddenly, right at the most intense peak of the affair, she grows cold and disinterested and leaves with all their energy.
Auntie, that has got to be the most inhuman thing I've ever heard of. How can you even permit her to live here?
What?
I'm ashamed of you. You just have to get her out of here.
Huh. Perhaps you don't seem to notice, but she's a very sensitive young lady. She is a lady. She has taste, refinement, wit, and charm. Hmm. And there are times I enjoy conversing with someone of like sophistication.
Oh, good Lord.
Ah, oh, Lord Jowls, my late husband. There was a rogue, an adventurer, a rascal, and a lover. A man made out of that old Hemingway fiber. Safaris into the scratchy African bush, the bullfights in Madrid, the street cafes of Paris, back flight stairs in Havana hotels, and bargaining with Borneo cannibals into the wild Australian bush. Aha, he was the last of his kind. You see, Jack, over there hangs his portrait, still with moustache, pith helmet, that wistful smile, and those poet's eyes. He had a most exquisite schooner. He would battle almost any kind of sea. Not a restless man, but a man who loved life, and he drank of it and breathed deeply of it, and disappeared. But I remember those nights, the grand ocean steamers upon the decks, the water beyond, so smooth, rustling by the bow like silk. The moon above, full, round and sensuous, making silver streaks across the water. Music, soft, swaying. The deck gleamed like glass, and we would dance. But then it started to change. As the aristocracy died, so died elegance, so died taste. Do you think the middle class will ever develop taste, Jack?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. What happened to Lord Jowls?
He disappeared in the grand adventurous style.
You mean just kapoof?
Possibly stepped into something or stumbled upon something, sat in something. Who knows? Gone he is.
I once heard a rumor that he may still be alive.
Ha! Huh. In the arms of some plump native hussy, I presume. Fat chance. He was no Gauguin, that's for certain.
He was searching for a paradise.
Who isn't? Some look all over the earth. Others to God, others inside themselves. No, more likely Lord Giles is long gone to his maker. Well, he considered himself a self-made man, so perhaps he hasn't gone to his maker. But gone he has. Period.
Riverweed, horse biscuits, squash bugs, roast dachshund. Dinner, Lady Giles, Master Jack is served.
Thank you, Jives.
Pigeon toes, tongue-in-cheek, fried froggy ears.
Is he serious?
Jives has a rare and exquisite sense of humor. The lights have gone out.
Lightning must have struck the power line.
Oh, Jives!
Yes, ma'am.
Will you ask old far-seeing Art to stop the auxiliary generator?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Jack, we'll dine by candlelight tonight. Here. It's so dark, you had better take my arm. I lead you to the dining room.
Here we are. I'll just light a candle. There.
Wait a minute. This isn't the dining room.
Oh, yes, it is.
As once again we look in on the stately old mansion of Inverness, the storm has knocked down the power lines. In the darkness, Jack has been led off to the dining room. So he thought. Instead, he now finds himself once again in the clutches of the exquisitely beautiful and deadly dangerous Madonna Vampira.
Oh, no, you don't. I know all about you. You're not going to have me for dinner.
Please, I need your help.
Let's just keep a little distance between us, okay?
But I need your help. Alone, I cannot overcome this thing that's inside of me, this terrible thing that makes me hurt when I only want to love.
Well, look, I'm not a shrink.
All I ask is understanding. You push me away as though I'm some hideous creature, some demon that will, what, tear away your soul, devour your mind, and cast your carcass out onto the streets of some city where you'll walk with the rest of the zombies. Have you ever in your life given anything to anyone?
Well, sure, I've...
Oh, crap. You've given like everyone gives. I mean, given without asking, without expecting anything, given without attachment, given not from your head, but from your heart. Oh. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I just need help. And...
Oh, wow. Look, if I could trust you... I mean, how can I trust you?
You haven't looked in my eyes once since we've been in this room. Look at me. Am I taking anything from you?
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
All I ask is that we be friends.
Well, that's fair enough.
Would you like to see the jukebox?
You mean the one that plays whenever...
That one, yes. Come here.
Good grief, the wall is moving. Wow, a secret passage.
Follow me. This way.
These walls must be amazingly thick. I bet there's passageways all over the place. Is this where you live?
Yes.
Oh, what's it like?
Long and narrow.
So strange. It reminds me of the Middle Ages.
I know.
I like the way you have it fixed up.
Thank you.
Paintings, wall hangings, tapestries, velvet drapes. Oh, what's this? A harpsichord?
A clavichord.
Do you play it?
Yes.
But you aren't the one that plays the jukebox.
No one plays the jukebox. It plays by itself. The wall narrows here. Your shoulders may not fit, so turn a little sideways. The steps upward become very steep. Be careful.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Feels like a size 38 when you take a 42. These steps are something. How much steeper do they get?
Much steeper. We're entering the tower.
Well, if only there was some kind of a railing. Golly, this is almost a ladder. You sure we won't topple over backwards?
Going up is easier than coming down.
You know, I used to have dreams about this stuff. Boy, oh boy.
Here we are. There. Come in.
Phew. I don't mind climbing ladders, but steps that go straight up. Say, this is nice up here. I'll bet during the day you can see for miles.
Over here is the jukebox.
Wow, an old Wurlitzer. And it's all lit up. They must have the auxiliary generator going.
Or they fixed the power lines.
Oh, look at this thing. It's beautiful, the way it changes colors. It's really a piece of art.
Yes.
Let's see. What is there to select? Vilayat Khan, Rinpoche, Baba Ram Das, Mahishi Yoga, Van Vliet. That's weird. There's no 50s songs here. I'll try one. Let's see, where's a dime? Hey, you get two plays for a dime. I'll try B4, Baba Ram Das.
Where it is that we are on the path. And the path is fraught with the most fantastic things. You know, right over the bend is eternal damnation. There are parts that are like a roller coaster. You know, you just get to a high place where you're able to say Krishna's name with love, and the ego walks behind you and pats you on the back and says, pretty good.
That was short. Let me try this Venerable Van Vliet. B12.
You listen to, like, practically no rock music, or none, just about.
Well, I'd rather listen to a rock. They change a little slower. They don't try to stay so hard.
That's some Wurlitzer. What do you think? Hey, she's gone. That's strange. She must have crept back into the woodwork. What's that? A trap door in the middle of the floor. Something's coming up. Oh, it's you, Meenie-eeny.
Good evening, Master Jack. You have stumbled upon the Wurlitzer of Wisdoms. There's a price, you know.
Oh, I know. A nickel apiece. They're a little short, but, well, it's not bad.
The price is slightly more. It's just like heaven.
Wait a minute. That music. That's the other jukebox. It's coming from another tower.
Yes, and whenever it plays, it means something very naughty is about to happen.
I know. Here I am, stuck up in this tower with someone down there who's going to need help.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Master Jack.
Why are you holding that big cleaver?
One pays the Wurlitzer of Wisdom in many ways, but one does pay.
Well, I thought a nickel was fair enough, but since you feel it's worth more, then more it's worth.
The price for wisdom is very high.
Well, with you standing there rubbing your thumb along the cutting edge of that cleaver, I don't feel I'm in a very good bargaining position.
Everyone pays the piper.
Well, how much is wisdom worth a pound nowadays?
Not money, you tiny fool.
Then what do you want?
The price is your heart.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Ah!
Hey, I ain't no Vincent Van Gogh, and I don't care to look like one either.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.